This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay foundation stone for multiple projects related to health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti on the 9th and the 9th Ayurveda Day. The Prime Minister will launch the expansion of the health coverage to all the senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. He will also help provide health coverage to all the senior citizens, regardless of their income. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple healthcare institutions. He will inaugurate Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda, which includes the Panchkarma Hospital, an Ayurveda pharmacy, a sports medicine unit, and a central library. He will also inaugurate three medical colleges in Mandsaur, Neemuch and Sioni in Madhya Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth via video conferencing during the Rozgar Mela today. The Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations nationwide, with new recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments. Newly appointed recruits will have the opportunity to undergo foundational training through Karmayogi Prarambh, an online module available for iGOT Karmayogi portal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is developing rapidly and its pride in the world is increasing continuously. Mr. Modi added that today the world is looking at India with a new perspective and recognizing its potential and listening to it very seriously. The Prime Minister was addressing gathering after the inaugurating and the laying foundation stone of various development projects worth around 4,900 crore rupees in Amreli in Gujarat yesterday. Mentioning his recent visits to BRICS conference in Russia, Mr. Modi emphasized that everyone wants to connect and invest in India. The Prime Minister also mentioned about recent visit of the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, to India, and the signing of many agreements with Germany. Mr. Modi informed that Germany has now increased the annual visa quota to 90,000 as against the current 20,000, which would benefit the Indian youth. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia starting today. The visit aims to further deepen the strategic partnership and explore the new avenues of trade, investment, and economic cooperation between India and Saudi Arabia. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will also participate in the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh. The minister will also hold bilateral meetings with Saudi ministers to discuss the collaborative efforts in the energy transition, digital transformation, and trade facilitation. Mr. Goyal will co-chair the second ministerial meeting of the Economy and Investment Committee under the India-Saudi Strategic Partnership Council. The filing of nomination papers for the single phase polling in Maharashtra and the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand will end today. Voting of 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of November. In Karnataka, the verification of nomination for three assembly constituency set by the elections was completed yesterday, with 64 candidates remaining in the fray after the Election Commission rejected 24 nominations. Channapatna has the highest number of candidates at 38, followed by Shigaon with 19 and Sandur with 7. The last date for the withdrawal of nomination is the 30th of October, with elections scheduled for 13th November, and the results will be announced on the 23rd of November. And that is the end of this news bulletin.